Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. A beautiful facility they have there, doing some top-notch recordings and just doing their part to help support local music. So check out GaslightSTL.com to get involved. Book yourself a tour. Come check it out. It's a really unique recording experience where there's a big window into the studio where fans can sit at a bar type setting where music is streamed from the studio into the bar at radio volume, and people can listen and be involved. So if that's something you want to check out, again, GaslightSTL.com. You can see the Defeated County there on Wednesday, August 31st. And you can see Les Gruff and the Billy Goat and Cara Louise Band there on September 1st. And don't miss the Leonas and they're on September 7th. So get out and check out some of these bands and check out the Gaslight. Again, all details at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast, featuring your host, Shane Presley. With your special guest tonight, The Few.
Nailed it.
Well, what goes on?
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of The Few.
And Doug's House.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, guys.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Nice to see you.
This is cool, man. I had a real good time last time hanging out in the basement.
Yeah, meeting you guys.
Yeah, so I think that was like, I pulled it up.
It was December. Then.
Yeah, December, and that was like episode 149.
Yeah, 100 more episodes.
At the time we're recording this, I posted 261 the other day. So
wow, damn.
So yeah, there's a I've been trying to work my way around town.
Busy, definitely.
But yeah, I'm excited to get back together with you guys and talk. We got a brand new record to talk about.
And
all kinds of fun, exciting things happening. So, but yeah, so this is the official debut album, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the EP out, and then now we have the full length, and this is called "Sleep Tight," and I guess the subline is "When you wake up, we'll be gone."
Yeah. It's a long title, but
it's a long title.
9-track album. So.
Yeah. currently available with Spotify. You can stream it, but
it's streaming on Spotify, Pandora, Slacker, Google Play, most of the places people go regularly for streaming.
Tidal.
Yeah. Then you can also Tidal, and then you can also purchase it on like iTunes or the Amazon Music Store.
Mm-hmm.
Also at our website.
Oh yeah, you can get the physical copy from our website or from us at shows.
Ship it to me.
I was really digging. I was jamming on the way down, just kind of get me in the mood, and I was really really digging it. I like wrote down a couple of notes, but Exterminate I liked, which is from the EP, right?
Yeah. That was our first single,
right? But so that's that one's been around, but that's still just a it's a good jam, man.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Like, still gets people hyped, you know.
Yeah.
One of those songs.
Right. And then I liked Agent A.
I love that song.
I love it.
That one's so surprising that people like.
We hear a lot about it. We're just like, really? Like, it was kind of like one of the songs we didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that guitar hook. It's kind of like sound that you know that or whatever that noise going. So it gets it's definitely just kind of a catchy thing to it. So I was really digging it though. It sounded good.
Thank you.
When we were putting that one together, it was more like we were trying to go for more of a '90s theme with it, like that kind of flowy, just pushing rock song, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's really
kind of
really jammy,
simple,
with the bass
and so we did it for fun. But then people were like, "Dug it," and I was like, "Man, that's not even what we sound like."
Quite our sound,
sure.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, I like that a band can do that. They'll like to take. You know, you listen to a record and you got a couple different things going on. You know, it's not all 10 songs that sound the same, you know, so.
We try and really push, like, the outer limits of where we can go from the constraints of our instruments, basically.
Sure.
You know? But our influences vary so much that, like, with this record is a little apparent on, but especially the next one we're going to release is
The stuff we're writing,
all over the place.
Definitely.
Like, this, I mean, it has what will be our softest song on the next one, and what will be our hardest song on the next one.
Yeah.
We got squealies, we got dealies, man.
We're squealing and dealing.
Got them all.
Well, that's locally here. We have Fivefold, who are good buddies of mine, and that's their last record. They have probably their most emotional song. It's pretty stripped down, like piano and vocals, and like just you know really. Pulling on the heartstrings and make you cry, and then they have also their heaviest song to date, and lower their ground and, you know, just really getting down. And it's just like, it's crazy to, that you put those two songs side by side and they're very opposite ends of the spectrum, but they work perfectly on a record like that they put together. So
we can really respect an artist or a group that they can make that work on a single CD. Like, that is not an easy thing to do.
So I like I said, I mean, I feel like an album should have some dynamic to it like that. You know, you don't, like I said, you don't want them all rock songs and you know, super fast and upbeat. You know, you want some, a couple slower ones, and then, you know, some to up and, you know, up and down throughout their album and stuff. So, kind of makes you...
Definitely always dug that, you know, listening to albums and growing up, you know, where it takes you throughout, like, the entire album.
Like a story.
Makes you pay attention more with different changes instead of just, like,
but then we can still, like, individually listen to songs and still jam it too, you know. I mean, it's gotta be good. Gotta be good, but, yeah.
I'll be the first to say that some of my favorite bands have some of my least favorite albums, like the whole album as a whole, just because everything on there is very similar. Like, I love the songs individually and I love the artist, but man, like, it just doesn't go anywhere. It's like a stagnant plateau the whole time.
I mean, I think
different genres, different writings.
Well, I think there are times too, I think, with some bands and some records and things where it's like, you know, maybe they didn't have like the standout single and stuff. They figured like, hey, we'll make 10 songs that sound the same and one of these has got to work, you know. One of them's got to hit the radio and stuff. So
that'd be a sad way to think about it.
I don't know, I just feel like, you know, it's like it's like you throw enough something will stick. Oh, you can curse.
I was just like, I thought you did the little kid, like,
covers his mouth.
But we were, you know, we're kind of talking that dynamic, and I thought after the tone, you know, it was more just a acoustic song, and I thought that was a cool, you know, contrast to Exterminate and stuff, you know, having that other end of it. So
it actually helps for whenever we do play acoustic shows, because on this last tour we went to this place called Taffy's. Where was that?
Eaton, Ohio.
We went there and played an acoustic show, and it was really really intimate. We played to the shop owners that also happened to live there, and like, it was nice to have, like, we have all these hard rock songs, but then, like, bring some, like, after the tone and just, like, be able to slow it down.
Yeah. Like, even when we are on a bill with, like, a lot of metal bands and a lot of, like, hardcore stuff, and we're still like, we're going to play a slow song.
Hope you guys like a slow one.
You're about to hear it. Sometimes, though, at a show like that, people
usually
go to
it goes over well, though.
with something in mind, like, they're like, oh, yeah, tonight we're going to beat the shit out of each other. We're going to be moshing, crowd surf, like, hammered. Everybody's going to be great. And then we get up there and we play a song that's in 3/4. Like, ballad, swing beat, you know, like, and it starts off, the first, like, 2 minutes of it are acoustic, just us whining about it.
But then we bring it right back up.
It's
always funny throwing that in the line.
You know? The end of that song is definitely my favorite part of it. Once all the instruments get in there.
But, there's something about that, too, like, just, a show also like that where, you know, sometimes, like, everybody gets loud and they're talking over or some of the music sometimes, you know, or whatever. It's like, and you can kind of do that, and you can slow down, you can watch the whole crowd, like, stop talking and, like, and
focus
and listen. And, like, it's just a cool way to, like, kind of control a crowd like that. So
that's why I love when we play on bills with bands that are much harder than us, because we don't, like, sometimes in that scene, it's a very exclusive scene, you know, like, if you're not this hard or not comparable to this band, people will be like, oh, they fucking suck or whatever. But it's just that we're not even metal. Like, we're not. So people look at us and they can't turn to their friend and be like, dude, these guys are trying to pretend to be hard. Like, we're not, because we're not pretending to be
metal.
Shit. We just get
it's
up
like
there and we play, like,
metal,
slightly punk hinted, like,
masterpieces.
Yeah, you know,
not fucking masterpieces.
But it's just like, it's just like punk
Leave.
Music,
right?
Yeah,
and then they're like, oh man, I listened to this kind of stuff like 10 years ago, and then they just think and contemplate life for a minute, and you can see like 20-30 people like looking at you when they were just like you said, talking over the last band the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just take a minute, kind of enjoy being there. Like, because we're all about the live show anyway.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, we want to give people something.
Definitely
that
a live band.
They can remember.
Yeah. So, yeah, this this LP, full-length album, it's available. Physical copies on the website. And then...
buy it for me.
Yeah.
That is
exclusively there.
Yeah.
Thefewofficial.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thefewofficial.com.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I guess since I forgot to do it, we should probably go around the room and say hi and introduce yourselves, because I'm a terrible host and I forgot to do that
fantastic
at the beginning.
Stuff.
So we're ten minutes in. We'll take care of
Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan. I play the guitar. I've got green hair. You probably know me.
You probably know
he
me.
He debuted his green hair at our CD release show and showed up, and we were like, what?
What? What happened? In a good way. My name's Roger. I play the drums. I don't have green hair, and you might not know me. Probably don't. No, you don't.
I know you.
I'm going to go with you don't.
It's fine. Mike.
I'm Mike.
Mike's singing now. We got a special guest in the house.
Yeah.
Yep. Mike plays guitar.
Yeah.
Plays the guitar.
Alright, pretty cool.
It's fun. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm the other one. No. I'm Dom.
Number four.
Do the vocals. The vox.
The vox.
The vocals.
Capital
X. Talking to the microphone. Yeah.
I'm Flip Flappy, I'm a merch guy.
Flappy.
Tori with the bass.
Tori with the bass. That's your full name.
He's the village pimp, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The bartender.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But,
and we're the poo.
We're the poo. my friend Matt does a show also here in St. Louis called the Talk Cast, and he has a bunch of people around town, and but he always makes them, like, you know, he always tries to come up with different ways to say what, you know, like a cool way to say their what they do, you know, like you know, if they play drums, like, oh, I beat the skins, or I tickle the ivories, or, you know, whatever the different things. And so, like, he just messes with people and makes them say all kinds of try to say silly things.
But we need to do that.
Yeah.
Many people don't know, but I play the banjo.
Yeah.
We're just unexperienced because we've only been on a podcast twice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I played in
next time.
Wait, is this
church band? And the dude that played piano was like, "Yo, you should just grab your git fiddle."
Get fiddle, man. Grab it and come on over. We'll jam.
Okay, the get fiddle.
Good old hoot, man.
So is this the second one, or you did another besides?
No, second, just, like, with you. Like,
oh, okay.
We've never,
yeah.
All
right. I didn't know if you had done another one between these two.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Podcasts are few and far between.
I'm holding down with the few podcasts.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Exclusively through
Rock
Paper Podcast.
We only talk to Shane.
We signed a deal.
There's a lot of paperwork.
Lots of paperwork.
So many.
80 pages.
Oh, at least 80. All
right.
Nope.
Paperwork.
He was holding all of it. That wasn't... It wasn't a Snickers bag.
Yeah.
Not at all.
A contract's written on a Snickers bag.
So, with the new album, you guys are, gearing up for what? Hitting the road, right?
Yeah. We're going to be going
this fall.
All of fall.
Yeah.
We're going to miss a lot of shows.
Yeah. Every good show that's coming here in the fall, we probably won't be at.
That's one thing. There's going to be a lot of great shows in St. Louis while we're out on the road, but... there's going to be a lot of great shows out on the road.
Yeah, I can't even bitch. We're about to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we can't even complain.
We'd stay in here and, like, you know, working.
Wait,
like,
how many shows
cool.
we playing?
More than 30.
Nice.
We're going to be, well...
Busy.
I mean, when we link this out and stuff, like, hopefully the people that didn't know where we're going to come this fall can get a little excited about those shows. Because a lot of these places that we're going to... in November specifically, like a lot of the East Coast places, we haven't been to in over a year.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Like, we just visited Ohio in February, so, I mean, we're going back there again.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other places, like the East Coast markets and stuff, we just haven't been back.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be good to get back out and see everybody again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See everybody, play a lot of new places, too. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You guys do that stuff. Like, I mean, obviously, you guys what load up in the van?
Yeah.
In
the Tony Van's
old van and trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nigel.
When you get to
it's a beautiful site.
When you get to the towns, I mean, are you guys getting to like do any like tourist type fun stuff at all, or is it
sometimes.
Pretty much?
Yeah, sometimes. In the past, definitely, because we've had a lot more off days in the past. But this tour, we're going to be out for 2 months, and I think we're playing like a lot of or twice at least. I know we're playing 6 nights in a row. So we're gonna a lot of those towns we're just gonna have to go in, play, and then get halfway to the next town, wake up, get to the venue, play. You know,
we'll be gone for 50 days and playing.
Yeah.
My favorite like
almost all of them
we ever did was when we went to the what museum do we go? That was like right across the street from Central Park.
Natural History.
Yeah, that was like the coolest
that was awesome.
Thing that we like ran into.
But every once in a while, we do get to do something cool like that. Like when we went to Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
when we played Buffalo, we had an
off day
the next day.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Rock
was really cool.
That
was
rock
probably
cool. Totally where
the coolest place.
I'm gonna,
you gotta
I'm
see
gonna
things
lock
like
in my answer with the Rock Hall.
But like, I mean, a lot of the places we're going to this time, like, I wish we had a day to stay there. Like. We're playing 2 nights in New York, but then we immediately have a show in Jersey the next day, and then immediately a show in Maryland the day after that. So we're not even going to get to see any of New York this year.
Yeah.
Same with Boston. We have a show the night after Boston too.
The night before
but
the night after. And
you know where
before.
We do have an off day is Denver. And
yes.
So we'll be able to hang out. We've never played that far west before, and I don't know about you guys, but like I've never been to Colorado.
I've never been to Colorado,
so I'm excited.
If there's anyone out in Boulder Springs listening to this, hit us up.
Yeah, anybody have a place we can crash? It's gonna be cold.
All right,
please, please not.
Dude, it's gonna be cold.
I was I was wondering if you had friends or family and people to stay with there, or if you guys were just crashing and eating Taco Bell the whole way.
Most
and,
of the places,
We've been very fortunate, I think, to meet a lot of really good people on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of times at venues, when we're done playing, when the show's winding down, people oftentimes will come up and be like, yo, do you guys need a shower? Need a place to stay tonight?
Yeah.
We're like,
it's even great when, like, they're just like, oh, well, we're about to go, you know, get IHOP or, like, Taco Bell or something.
Do
you guys want to come with?
Like, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. When they just let us, you know, shower at their place when we just get our showers and we go.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's way easier to sleep in the van when you're clean.
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, it's sleeping in the van's not bad.
Nah.
It's definitely better than sleeping, like, out in the elements, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Better than a tent.
But I'll take somebody's hardwood floor any night.
Oh yeah,
sure.
As long as it's inside. You know?
Oh yeah.
By somebody's hardwood floor, he means a Walmart parking lot.
Well, that's most of the time. But we do
still
get,
just means hardwood.
Like, there's a couple places where we go where we have really good friends or a little bit of family where we can stay. Like when we're in
Michigan.
Kansas City, my whole family lives in Kansas City, so we've always got
Michigan.
A place to stay there.
Yeah,
Minneapolis, we always have a place to stay.
Yep.
Boys. Yeah, Ann Arbor,
the
Detroit area, yeah, pretty places like that.
Yeah, you were saying like this. You guys been up east previously, but like you feel pretty responsive to this punk type music and stuff up there.
There's a few places that are really surprising. And it's usually places that you wouldn't expect, like, not the big cities, you know, because I don't know if it's just there's too many other things going on people are distracted by or whatever, but like when we played last summer, we played twice in Michigan, back to back nights, one night in Detroit and one night in a suburb of Detroit, or not a suburb, but it's pretty close, it's called Ann Arbor. Show in Detroit, nobody there. show in Ann Arbor, house show, first off, completely packed.
Yeah.
Like
the
all
Detroit
the,
show,
just,
we played to a couple at the bar and
yeah,
the bartender.
Did. Yeah.
And discrepancies because.
Yeah,
because
they're on
tour together.
Yeah. Sold no merch at the Detroit show.
Yep, no.
But sold
yeah.
like so much that, like, these kids
yeah.
were, like, getting CDs and shirts and everything at the house show.
It
was like.
Everybody. It was nuts. Like,
so. It never ceases to amaze us, honestly, when there's a. People there that are
places
like,
that you
I like this.
Yeah, that's
like,
a that's
show up and you're
like,
I don't know how this is gonna go, and then it's just
yeah.
That's something awesome. That really comes with like you learn by the experience of just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that at first when we first started booking shows tours 2-3 years ago, you know, we were like, well, we got to get all these big cities because that'll be our best opportunity to get you know exposure to the most amount of people. But sometimes it's not. It's not about blanket marketing an entire city of millions of people.
Yeah.
It's about, like, there's going to be 50 people at this place tonight, and you're going to get them all to like you, rather than
sure.
there's a million people out here, and you got to work your ass off just to get one of them to like you, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys get to town or, like, go to the mall or any of that kind of stuff and, like,
sometimes.
Pass out
yes.
flyers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come see us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Do that kind of stuff.
Our info cards.
Yeah.
We try and find people like you.
Yeah,
honestly, and somebody that has some sort of platform, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. But somebody that can just get the word out a little better
yeah.
to people.
Yeah,
or like you know the local music shops or like
yeah.
the you know closest guitar center to the
yeah.
venue.
Yeah,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Things like that. Just
yeah.
people hanging around that look like they listen to music.
Right.
You're like, hey, dude.
Just like hopping parts of the town. Like,
do some street jamming. Sometimes you get people
yeah.
that.
Playing
yeah.
on the street is helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually only one time we went to a mall and we actually got to hang out. And that was in the Mall of America and we had an off day in Minneapolis.
That was
amazing. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We,
yeah.
we walked like, how many miles? Like, was it 6 miles there in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 6 miles. Well, we like walked to the train and then took the train there.
Yeah.
But we annoyed the shit out of our friend Johnny that day because he was showing us around and we were like just scattered like just a bunch
yeah.
of puppies running wild. And yeah.
That's crazy.
He was trying to
track train like into the mall.
Yeah, the train literally drops you off at like the ground floor
mm-hmm.
of the mall.
Yeah.
He did not
at
tell us
door.
It was that far.
He was
train
like,
though.
"The train's
he was
right
like,
around the corner."
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a little
3 miles later.
Yeah.
We're all wearing like skinny jeans
yeah,
and
black,
like, dying.
This dude's like a runner. Like
yeah,
yeah
he's
fit, like
you know.
Healthy.
He's healthy.
We're all like hungover and
he's healthy.
You know,
that was cool though.
We spent a long time.
Actually,
in that mall.
I thought Chuck was gonna die.
Chuck was like,
Chuck,
he was gonna
it
die.
Was so hot, and he was like, how much farther, Johnny? He's like, right around this corner. We turned the corner, and you could see the station like in the distance, like
yeah.
4 miles down. And you're like, oh god. Chuck's like,
you know,
trying not to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's a good time though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking too about you know like saying these some of these clubs up east and things like. When I know, like, I have no idea, like, what's going on up there now, but, like, historically, like, New York's had some, like, the best punk clubs and stuff, and, like,
yeah.
you guys get to go check out any of those spots and stuff? I mean, is that kind of stuff you guys get into at all? Like
we'd
kind of
love
the,
to, if we,
yeah.
like, had an off day.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Is that a,
next time we are in New York, we need to check out, like, CBGB.
You're talking about going to, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and
yeah.
stuff, but I would love to go to, like, you know, something like CBGB or any, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place we did play that was like that. There's a... Oh, man, I'm forgetting... Where's the Blind Pig?
The Blind Pig
Ann Arbor.
Was
in, oh, that
yeah.
was in Ann Arbor. So we played in Ann Arbor, and there's this place that I was really stoked to go to that Roger booked called the Blind Pig. And what was really cool about it is they had a green room upstairs, and I think 20 years before, no, I know 20 years before, Kurt Cobain played there, and he left his signature there. And I thought it was like one of the best things ever because we got to play in a place where
yeah.
Nirvana had been before.
So Nirvana played there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's some of the stories.
I'm just like, I know it's long-winded, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not like, that green room was awesome, because it was
yeah.
like everyone who was anyone for the last 20 years signed the walls of that green
yeah.
room.
There's a room like this, and it
yeah.
wall, floor, ceiling, signatures everywhere.
Yeah, it was just cool to like go up there and be like, wow, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
it's an actual signature.
That's kind of the story. I never made it over there myself, But Mississippi Nights here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
how, like, that's
yeah,
how it was.
Dude.
I hear stories from that, like, that it was just, you know, everybody that was coming out in,
yeah.
you know, in the 90s or whatever, they all played there and things. So.
That was, like, the spot.
Yeah.
Or is that still there?
No, they built the Lumiere Casino.
It's a parking lot now. Yeah.
That was like the Creepy Crawl was like that for a while before they moved out of St. Charles.
Creepy Crawl is where KDHX is. The stage is now.
Oh,
it's in the same building.
Yeah.
That's a nice little spot too. Very different than the Creepy Crawl, but
I like what they did too. I mean, there's still like a venue in there, but the downstairs is like that lounge. The upstairs is where all the radio stuff is.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really nice.
That's
cool.
I'll go in there.
I saw my friend Hannah Aldridge did a show over there. She's more singer-songwriter, just an acoustic guitar thing, and it was really cool.
Is that where they broadcast from? You said you were on a friend of
yours. The radio station's up, the studio's up in the
nice.
Couple floors up.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I went down there a while back. My friend Chris was on KDHX, and so that was my first time there on the radio, but got to be on The Point once with Cornbread.
Yeah.
So that was
fun. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. He's he's been super supportive of my show and things, and just of course the whole St. Louis music scene, and just a good dude. But yeah, a lot of fun. So, so we had this tour. You guys saying you might be getting a new vehicle?
Yeah,
trying to upgrade.
Yeah,
because right now the van is.
A rusty bucket.
Yeah, it's like...
a tin can?
It's like... we've gotten very good at fixing it because so many things have gone wrong with it.
Sure.
Be it the engine or the, interior or whatever else. But I'm afraid to service it too much. Like, we were thinking of flushing, like, its transmission fluid. But then Tori was like, it's probably, like, completely... broken apart in there, and the only thing holding it together is the sludge in the transmission fluid.
Yeah.
So we're really afraid to like do too much to it anymore. It's just it's a 95. It's got like hundreds of thousands of miles on it.
Yeah,
I think it's about to eclipse 200,000.
Yeah,
and
it's not like that's like high miles, but it was sitting for years before we bought
it.
It
was like
it was
like a farm vehicle for a point of its life. And
It pulled a snow cone stand, I think.
Yeah.
It's been pretty far.
Kind of
we've got
daycare van. It's been a lot of places.
It's been a lot of places.
Some stuff for sure.
Oh yeah.
But what we're hoping to do is we're like putting together some money that we've been raising, and I think we're gonna do like not like a real public fundraiser or anything, but maybe something small, and see if we can get together something so that by maybe the beginning of next year we can start we can get it and start the renovations on it, because what we want to do is get a those like small buses, like those airport shuttles that sit like 12 to 15 people. Rip all the seats out of those, and we have plans to like build beds in the back of it, and then like an area to relax in the middle, and then outfit it with everything that we need so that we don't gotta be wasting money on like hotel rooms and stuff like that.
Because
like we don't make money for hotel rooms currently, so we have no choice. But if
we
make
money for gas,
and then we don't have to spend it on that, that would be great too. So that's what we're hoping to do. Also, because this fucker gets like 10 miles a gallon.
Yeah, with that trailer on there,
that's just not when you're covering 8,000 miles, 10,000 miles on a tour. Like that's just not.
Right.
Worth it.
The last time we were together, we did talk, being that was in December, that you guys were gearing up for the 4th annual Christmas show.
Yeah.
And so we'll be doing that again.
Yeah, this year. The big
five.
I can't believe how old it is.
Bison. By decadial?
Bison.
He popped up like he knew exactly what he was going to say.
Bisons.
This is the bison.
Over in the waterfront.
Yeah.
The 5th year bison show.
Yeah. It's the year of the bison.
Yeah.
That's going to be bison themed.
Yeah. Get ready.
Well, last year was Star Wars themed.
Buffalo chips.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I still have
we gave you a lightsaber.
I still have my lightsaber.
Throwing a contest this year or make your best buffalo chicken dip? The winner wins nothing.
You win all the
winner gets their
chicken
dip eaten.
Yeah, the winner will eat your chicken dip. Yeah.
I was just thinking. You guys ever watch Conan at all?
Yeah. Coco's the man.
Yeah. He there was a on now that he's on TBS, occasionally Will Forte will show up as Ted Turner, the owns TBS, and he does this like impression. And he shows up like on this stuffed buffalo thing, and he like it's just on, you know, on wheels, and they roll him out there, and he's sitting on it, and he's doing his thing, and he's yelling at Conan and things, and but it just cracks me up, like, because he talks to the buffalo like it's real and things, and, like, you know, and then Conan just makes fun of him because it's a stuffed buffalo, and so anyway, I'm thinking, you guys should
all need to ride out on bicycles.
Right.
Be the weirdest Christmas show to do.
Yeah.
We're still bouncing around ideas for what to do this year, because...
What to do.
Like, being number five, like, we want to do something special, but sure. We say that every year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We do something
number
new every
three,
year.
It's
going to
be... Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of limited, like, what we can do in some of the venues that we have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to still brainstorm how to make this one. Yeah, we can't do stuff like that inside,
yeah.
You know, a venue like Foo Bar or something.
Yeah.
But,
Well, so, what do you do for your 5-year anniversary? Is it the leather one? Is that the silver one?
Are you talking like wedding anniversary?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like we can do the whole bondage thing for our 5th year.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting show. Everybody wear leather.
Oh my god.
Where's this venue gonna be? Right?
Where are we gonna play?
We're playing at PT's.
Patricia's, where Fun and Fish can meet.
We play the strip club, bro.
But
we have PT's.
We thought about doing some things, like maybe doing a... Usually our set consists of a lot of our music and then a few Christmas covers or like Christmas theme songs. This year we thought about doing a little bit more Christmas theme stuff, obviously, like holiday themed things.
Sure.
Yeah. Obviously we always do the food drive, that's like a staple.
Bring your cans.
Yeah, bring cans. I know it's like months away, months.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
But
get ready. Mess up the strip club, it's alright.
Or anything to help dogs out, we also like doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, also, just for anybody that
or cats
cares this early about the Christmas show, the potential lineup for this year's Christmas show is going to be amazing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, blowing the doors off.
We've already been
year.
Talking to bands about
it. Oh boy.
We've had some people come to us about it, and like just the options for bands this year. I wish we could put everybody on.
Yeah, we're going to put
but it would take
something
it would take
special.
All day and all night. I mean, like it's going to be I think it's finally getting to the point where people actually know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's taken us 5 years.
Yeah,
it's half a decade. People get it. People know what it is now. If you don't know, now you know.
All right.
Now
you know. I just, I've been slowly doing some more stuff. I did a couple of, put on a couple of shows in Music Record Shop, just live in stores over there. And then I did a big 1-year birthday party last summer, and in June I did the second birthday party, and I did it over at Oyster Bar this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was only allowed like 4 hours, 10 to 2 was my window, and like I put on 3 bands and you know, tried to offer some of my favorites and some variety and stuff, and just it's like, man, it's like there's so many people I want to put on here, but I'm only allowed a certain space, and like. But I've been kind of talking to some of these guys. We got a couple of guys locally, you know, that there, it seems there's been happening more. People have been putting on their own festivals and stuff. And so I'm like, it's kind of inspiring me to like, man, that would be kind of cool to put on like a full day event, you know, or, you know, even 2-day or whatever. But if I can get to that point. But
if you do, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we tried to do something similar to that for our Cedar release.
Right.
But then just couldn't find a space. Like,
sure.
Couldn't find a venue to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
Well, I don't know... So I just went to Jackal Fest, and they did it over at Bootleg, and the Atomic Cowboy, and it really worked out, like, perfectly over there for their festival. Like, because they had, like, the outdoor stage for, like, some of the bigger bands, mm-hmm. and then they alternated stages and they pretty well, so you didn't really have to miss hardly anybody.
Oh, wow.
So they had, like... And they had the indoor stage of the bootleg going, so you kind of bounce back and forth there.
Yeah.
But they also set up like a kind of a songwriter stage. So that they were the songwriter stage and the bootleg stage were going at the same time. And then they will alternate with the main stage. So it was kind of a cool setup. And like I said, it worked out nicely. And especially that it's all on the same couple feet there. So
yeah,
it's like
they're all like right next to
So it wasn't like you had to you know, hike across like a Lou Fest or whatever. You got to go all the way across the field and everything. Yeah.
You know, speaking of that too, like that area is so good for things like that, like for music and like just the bar scene and everything down there. And it is such a tragedy that the fucking demo had to close.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, what closed?
The demo.
Oh.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Place of the mob. Yeah. I was like, what?
And Music Record Shop announced they're moving. So they'll be relocating. So there's a couple of changes happening, but I mean, still, the Grove is definitely a nice little spot in town to a bunch of good places to play and things.
Yeah.
And good food and all that. So
I just hope that area attracts more of that to give it a try, at least, you know.
Yeah.
I was listening to another podcast, though, and they were kind of talking about, like, just how, like, things change in town. Like, you know, like, so they were referring to comedy, which, you know, is, you can either comedy or music, it's all the same, but like, they have like a cool comedy club, and every, you know, it's in the part of town, and everybody's going there because it's, that's the, you know, the cool place to be at and stuff. But then, like, so then, you know, business tries to be like, hey, let's move all these people in here, let's move these apartment complex in here and do all this stuff, and then they try to capitalize on that, and then it's like, they took away everything that was cool about that spot, and then like, and then like they had to relocate to another spot and try to make another cool, you know, thing. So it's like, it's just kind of the thing. Like, seems like with a city like this, where it's always constantly bouncing around where the next you know, good spot for music or whatever is going
to
be in.
St. Louis is so starved for something to latch onto for growth like that, that it's going to take any opportunity like that. So we're going to, as people live here, going to have to deal with a lot of that jumping around,
right?
Because the same thing happened with, like, Westport.
Sure.
That's what they did out there. Like, that was just, you know, there was hotels and there was some things out there. There was the comedy club.
Funny
Bones. Yeah, Funny Bones out there. There's a...
Never been to that. I need to go.
There's a few other places out there, like a few unique restaurants and things, and they moved all those, like... It almost looks like a resort that you would see in like Orlando.
It's a tiny village. It's like a.
And what happened is all the people that lived there now moved like out to West County, and they're like, "Screw this! Like, I don't want to live next to a 25-story building where my little townhome used to be." You know, that's not what they want.
Sure, I just went to the Funny Bone. That was at it was Thursday. Trying to manage. Anyway, yeah, I went to see Louis C.K. over there.
Oh, he was here.
Yeah, I wanted to go. That's so awesome.
Well, Louis did a show at Scott Trade. Like the night before, he was in Minnesota or Minneapolis, something like that. And they did a show, and then like there's a comedy club there that's kind of failing, I guess, or having to relocate or whatever it was. Something was going on, but. Obviously, Louis coming up in the clubs, like, he wanted to help show some love and support. And so he threw, a fundraiser show there, like, after his other show, I think, or something. So he, like, packed out the bar or the club and you know, made some money for him. And they had a lot of fun doing that. So he was telling the story, like, on the way here to St. Louis, he's like, hey, let's just go to the club again. Let's do that again. Like, it was fun. So they announced, like, at 3 p.m. on Thursday that Louis was going to be at the Funny Bone at 10:30 and doing a late night show after his Scott Trade show.
Yeah.
And I jumped on, I shared it to my friends, and like so many of them are like, is this even real? Like, you know, it's like,
it's so last minute. Yeah.
So, because everybody, obviously, like I said, they all knew the arena show, but like they thought it was a joke that he'd be at the Funny Bone, but it was real. And
it's one of those things that people share. It's like, Dr. Dre is going to be at the BP Olive.
Yeah, I love those.
What was that, Vanilla Ice at Ted Drew's?
Yeah!
Dude, when big artists like that do like small club tours, though, that's like so good for those clubs. And sometimes for their own fan base, too, because you get to see them in a more intimate setting.
And comedy, especially, because... Comedy for me, like I won't go to the arenas and see those guys because it's just like that. It doesn't translate for me because those guys have to like pace everything out. Like they have to wait for the laugh to get to the back of the room and stuff, and like
they're not talking to you,
right.
They're talking to you, the collective you, you know.
So you see him in a small club with 200 people like that, and like it's just it's so much, it's such a different experience. And so, anyway, yeah, it was pretty pretty crazy moment to see Louis in a funny bone there, and then also brought along a couple of my other favorites, Joe List, Rachel Feinstein, and Joe Mackey. That were his openers for this run of shows, and so yeah, it was cool. So, but anyway, a little tangent story.
Yeah.
But
my sister saw Bo Burnham at the Umsel. The Atrium, I think, something like that.
I think it's Two Hill.
Two Hill.
That's what it's called over there.
I saw him there not so long ago. Though.
Yeah.
Badass.
That was Bo and then Nick Offerman, right? Wasn't it like a co thing?
I think so.
I think that's what it was.
His latest comedy special is gold, dude.
Man, I've talked about it a couple times on here about how funny that country music thing he does.
Oh my god.
Makes me laugh so hard, man.
It's hilarious.
Dirt Road.
Yeah.
Cold Beer. Cold Jean.
Yeah.
Cold Jean.
But,
just get that laugh. Yeah.
But shit makes me laugh so hard. And I end up repeating it like,
y'all dumb motherfuckers want a key change.
Yeah. That's that line gets stuck in my head, and I sit there and like say it on repeat in my head. And just
that went in like I rewatched just the closer of that show the other night, the one where he's talking about Kanye and the Pringles cans and whatever else. And then just for a split second in there, like for half a verse, he gets really serious. He's talking about like how the crowd doesn't understand that he's kind of being manipulated by the people that put him on the stage in order to, you know, like, entertain these people. And then he's talking, like, to himself in the third person, like, maybe I should just give them what they want. And then he seamlessly puts it back into his joke that he was repeating from the beginning. I was like, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, I want to meet him.
Yeah.
I just want to shake his hand. He's such a good artist.
Such an incredible mind, man, that he can do this. I mean, those songs, they're great songs too. Like that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's like you know he's an incredible musician along with being funny. And the fact that like you watch his stage show and how he's got it all timed out perfectly, like all the you know, it's just like it's not like it's you know, it's all well rehearsed and stuff, you know, it's just a great show. But yeah, it's crazy the guy started YouTube videos in his bedroom, you know?
I remember watching them like the I'm Bo-Yo song and all that like years ago.
Yeah. So it kind of quite the quite the success story, you know, the guy that chased the dream and made it happen.
Yeah,
so
it's good for him.
Yeah,
he did really well with himself.
Yeah, definitely.
And he does what he wants
for sure. Yeah, I met him at the pageant one year. He did a show there and got to him. Went to a lot of them go to like that Sweet 100 and the merch table there and hung out. And so I got to take a picture with Bo and over there, and it was cool. But
definitely tangent there.
Far
tangent. It was great though.
We got the Bo Burnham.
Fantastic
on tour, I think.
Yeah.
Touring went to Bo.
You guys, so with the new record, you guys are looking to do a music video, you said?
Yeah, we're gonna do at least one more.
Yeah.
Off this one. One that we're playing right now is for the fifth track.
Yeah.
Sweetest Part. It's going to be very cool.
It's my second favorite song next to that, and If I Die. It was my favorite song from the album.
Yeah.
This is going to be... The video is going to be a little different than... you've seen the Exterminate video.
Right.
This one's going to be very cinematic-like. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, 30 Seconds to Mars music video or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's going to look like a movie.
Okay.
And follow some characters through a story. We're hardly going to be in it.
Yeah.
But...
like a band should be. With a soundtrack, man.
In this instance, I think it's going to work out really well, but it's...
Do you have somebody in mind to shoot it, or are you guys doing a lot of it yourself? Or?
We have... It's probably going to be comprised of some of the people that were on the team that shot the last one for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to need a few more people like to expand the operation this time, so we're still putting together the whole logistics of everything.
Right.
Like who's going to shoot and where we're at.
Sure.
But we're thinking of shooting a majority of it here for some internal shots that we're doing, and then traveling to like Chicago to get some stuff. I don't know when, like, we don't really have a projected release date yet for it or anything like that, but I'd probably say
this year.
What do you think? You think it would come out like this year? Or you think it'd probably be more like early next year?
I call it early next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we're going on tour for 50 days, right smack in the middle of all this.
Yeah, that's true.
But wouldn't we shoot it before we left? Or are we doing it after we leave?
I think it's going to have to be done in portions, like
okay.
in the
yeah.
composited. But either way, however it happens, this is going to be one that I think we're all going to be proud of.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very cool. And that's a very, like, it's a personal song, you know?
For sure. Yeah, that'll be cool. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Do videos at least for the album.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we have been throwing around the idea of doing one for the final song on the record, too.
Yeah.
I'm throwing around for a couple. I'm hoping to get at least two more. That'd
yeah.
be cool for me.
It'd be kind of cool.
Three out.
When You Wake Up would have a sweet video, though, if we were able to do it.
Yeah.
I want to do one for After the Town.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know.
So maybe three more. We're going to pack them in.
I know it's kind of, you know, it's all kind of been done before, but you know, it'd be kind of cool to capture some video from all the, you know, the tour here and stuff, and like
yeah.
kind of just do like one of those montage kind
mm-hmm.
of, you know,
things. We got
yeah.
that B-roll.
We've been
yeah.
over the last two tours, we've had our photographer Chuck has been filming one song specifically every night, and like making sure he gets it front to back. For that reason,
yeah.
So that's
sure.
something that we'll.
Yeah, I mean, I, as a fan, I always like those, just because, like, it, especially if they something like that, or like it's something over laps over a couple of years or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
You
know,
can
and it's
see
like,
the,
yeah, the
growth.
So, yeah, those are always cool to see where they throw in some of the, you know, videos of just whatever home video type of stuff from
yeah.
practice or whatever, you know,
yeah.
all the different things that make the videos.
Just like video just on the road,
yeah,
not even like playing it.
Yeah, and those are always just kind of fun to see. Yeah, so
dude, I just thought of that. If I Die, we recorded that a long time in Freeburg. You remember that show? There's a recording of that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
you
is.
Ever watch
is,
that? It's crazy.
It's so weird. We play
yeah.
really fast.
It's from 2013.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So where did you guys record the record?
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driftwoods.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Kind of
studio that does know.
Kind of talked about it last
one. Yeah,
you're
probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if we said this last time, but it was like, as soon as we finished our project, that whole studio like blew up. Like
not blew up, as in got really big.
I mean, like the whole operation fell apart.
Yeah.
Like the guy that owned
it
was
made
like,
it out.
Wasn't he an athlete? Of some kind, the guy that owned that studio or something like that. He was a dude that had a lot of money from something like that. I think it was a basketball player or something.
Huh.
I don't know.
But, or a football player maybe. I'll have to ask Shar or like Timmy and see what it was. But he owned the place but was never there. He just like had a manager run it, you know, and he just wanted a studio where he could make music at if he wanted to. So, our guy that the engineer that, or the track the record for us was there, and you know, we struck a deal with him to go up there and make the thing. So we went up there for the 2 weeks and did it, and then as soon as we were done, the day that we left, the manager of that studio fell off the face of the earth. Nobody knew where he was for months. Like they were evicted from the studio because that was the guy that was paying the rent. So then the poor guy that tracked our record, that was just an engineer there, had to like scoop up all the equipment and take it like to his house so it didn't get repossessed or something like that. And then come to find, where did they find that guy? They like
he just showed up yeah.
one day.
He was
he
like,
came
back
like,
my
I'm
stuff.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he never went anywhere. Like,
and then they were like, what the fuck, you left
this
behind?
Yeah.
So I mean, and it was a pristine studio. It was amazing.
That was
yeah.
cool.
But it's a shame that place can't exist anymore, but we were the last project ever to record in there.
Huh. That's pretty crazy.
That's fun though. Super cold.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like we swooped in with like bad juju, and then we just like made a record and left, and then it fell to pieces. Like everything we touched dies. No.
Yeah, you guys do have seem to have a habit of going to cold places in the end of the year here. Yeah. It's like you guys are going to East in November and stuff.
Champions. Yes, we are.
Yeah,
I'll be going the other way.
You know, it wasn't a bad idea though. It was for summer going up north.
Yeah,
that was great for 2 weeks.
We wanted to do this tour that we're going to do in the fall and the summer, but with putting the record out and all that, we just couldn't get all the booking together.
Yeah.
So it would have made a lot more sense then. We're just like, all right, we'll do this here, and then
of course,
the next one we're planning back.
Sure.
I mean, when you live the way that we do on the road, like sleeping in a van and stuff, it really doesn't matter what time of year you go out. It's like you're either going to be sweating to death or freezing to death.
Right.
Like, there's no really good way to do it. You'll get, because even in the middle of the summer, when it's the hottest that we've been out there, there'll be a couple good days and a couple good nights that you're like, this is so comfortable.
Sure.
Same in the winter. Every once in a while, there'll be like one warm night or one warm day, and you're just like, wow, this is weird. But then
when it's just not so cold,
you're just right back the next day or 2 days later to just like, this is the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Well, I just worry about like my friend's brothers, Reed. They came in and a while back, and they were telling me like when they drove down here, they got stuck in some kind of like, and this was like April or May, like it was way later than I would have guessed, but they went through like a whiteout blizzard snowstorm all the way, and it's like, so it's like but anyway, that's the kind of stuff I would like, you know. That's the, you know, being on the road and having, especially in a van or a trailer and all this stuff.
That's very dangerous.
Me driving, you sitting shotgun.
On the way to Michigan, like that.
White knuckled the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, we have like, so our van is a 15 passenger, and then our trailers, I think the whole rig is together is probably 30 something feet, you know, and it's articulating because the trailer. So if, let's say you had to slam on the brakes, the trailer will swing to one side and like jackknife around. And we're driving to, where are we going, Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
In February. And we're driving up there in the middle of the night. And it was on the interstate, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
way, way up there. I mean, like, it was starting to snow, which is okay because the van's real heavy, you know, so we don't really, we have really good tires on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's starting to get real thick, and the cross breeze just blowing it like right at the windshield.
Yeah.
So
I'm driving, and my head is like,
so him and I, the rest of the dudes are just chilling in the back, but him and I are like scanning like real close to the dashboard, trying
to
make sure that nothing can go wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then like way up there, I just see like white, dark, white, dark, white, and I was like, somebody just spun out for sure.
Yeah.
And then we come over this hill, and there's a fucking minivan sitting in the middle of the highway, and
we were
like,
are they on our side?
Yeah, I thought first maybe they were just coming at us.
Yeah.
Other side of the traffic, but they were facing us on our side
in the middle of two lanes,
and then a semi is in the passing lane on our left, and I was like, oh man, oh, we're fucked, like this is it, this is the end, this is
the scariest moment of my life.
And then as we got closer, like, because I told him like, don't slam on the brakes because we will slide and we will end these people right here, you know. So we're just trying to let off the gas and just kind of coast and slow down naturally, and then these idiots, instead of like trying to drive the car or trying to like move the car off, they decided to get out and stand in the roadway. So this one dude like sees us, and then it's like, get off! They all run to the side, and we're like barely able to dodge this guy and the car.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the semi, I guess, wasn't paying attention either. Comes flying on our left and goes into like the left shoulder, just barely misses these people. And
yeah,
I was,
we were
like,
both doing highway speeds, and neither of us were hitting the brakes, that's for sure.
But nobody,
just,
I guess, I mean, those truckers know too, like, you can't hit the brakes, or you're like, their trailer will go all crazy and shit. But that was
people
a really scary moment. These guys are in the back completely oblivious because we have this curtain.
No, all we hear is, don't hit the brakes, don't worry, it's all, don't turn. And then I was like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening?
They're
like,
back there playing Xbox.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, this is great.
But that was one of the scariest times.
Yeah.
In the van, just because you never know how the vehicle's going to act, even if you do everything right. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was still, that trailer was still like just barely hitting the line on each side.
Shooting. And it'll. It's crazy,
like,
man. Especially with all that weight
here
in there.
And go, god damn it. And like, keep going. And then I hit the next exit, got out, and I said, somebody else drive.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm about done driving.
Scary, dude.
But hopefully, Nothing weird happens this one.
Yeah, we try and good vibe the band before we leave. We'll
sure.
Sage it out.
Burn
man.
Sage all over it.
Yeah.
Say a little incantation or something.
get all the bad vibes out.
Right. Well, again, the new record, Sleep Tight, is available online.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Grab a copy
and
of that.
Everywhere digitally.
Yeah. So, let's throw some tunes on. What do you guys want to play? Any suggestions?
If I Die.
Yeah.
You play If I Die.
Yeah. Street Smart.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I guess if we're going
to... You pick.
Yeah.
I pick.
You pick. Whatever your feelings. Yeah. It's your show, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I liked Agent A and After the Tone, and I think we played Exterminate on the first episode.
Yeah.
So, we can... But, I don't know. If you want me to play those, I can do that, or...
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want. It's your show. I'm just, what?
You just hold it down.
Yeah.
Safe for the ride.
All right.
I mean, Swedish Park, because we're about to make the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Swedish Park.
All right. So stick around for that. And, again, you can follow these guys. We have Facebook.
Yeah.
Official page there. We got, what do you, you have an,
Twitter?
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. Everything's The Few Official.
Yeah.
Yes. One word.
Search The Few Official, one word.
Yep.
You will find us.
Yeah.
YouTube, all that.
Check it out.
All that stuff.
Tell them what you think of the new record.
TheFewOfficial.com.
Yeah, we would love to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We get a lot
Tell
of feedback. It's good right now.
That's and if you live,
We don't get a lot of that. It's good to hear when,
right.
Yeah.
And if you live anywhere on the, East Coast area or have any friends up there, tell them to,
yeah.
Keep an eye out because The Few's coming to a town near you.
Yeah,
that's right.
We'll be there.
Yeah, it's great.
So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been
a good time.
Yeah, great catching up. And, we'll definitely have to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, thanks.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, keep it down over there, buddy.
Yeah.
You're
way too loud.
Settle down, dude.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep. See you, man.
Everything. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.